Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Scott Kearns. It brings me so much joy to be with you here today. The New Testament reading for today is from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Christ Jesus, this will turn out for my deliverance, as is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I rejoice in my prayer for all of you. Joy as I thank God in my prayers for all of you who are saints in Christ Jesus. Oh, this joy. Joy that comes despite all the hardships and calamities and persecutions and tribulations and even imprisonments. Even as the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh seek to rob us of real and everlasting joy. Joy. Pure joy. The Apostle Paul concludes this pericope with the statement, "Yes, I will rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Christ Jesus, this will turn out for my deliverance, as is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. Indeed, we rejoice in Christ. Joy in the resurrection of Christ. Joy that our lives each and every day. Joy as we wake up for a new day in Christ. Joy as we remember our baptisms with joy. Joy each morning and evening as we say, I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son. And ending with, for into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Here we then joyfully go to our work or to sleep each time with joy. Joy that comes by way of Christ. Yet looking up at that stricken, Smitten body hanging bloodily from that horrible cross, joy would be the last emotion someone would have. The pain, the sorrow of the women, along with the disciples, is palpable. To be joyful that he died? Well, joy that comes now for us who are in Christ. Joy that comes that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here today, we hear preach the joy that comes from Christ. Preaching the joy that comes from Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Rejoice that Christ is proclaimed. Here, joy is both Christ crucified and risen for you. Joy that sin is forgiven on account of Christ. Joy that death no longer has any true power. Just as Christ is risen from the dead, so shall you. Joy in the bodily resurrection, Christ and yours. Joy that comes by joining around the table with the angels, the archangels, and all the company of heaven to celebrate with joy as Christ feeds us with his body and his blood. Joy in this eternal meal that he has given to us. What joy we have. Indeed, all our prayers, all our lives, all that we are is shaped and formed with the joy of Christ. Amen. Now may this joy of Christ, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep us until our eternal joy of heaven. Amen. We now pray today. Lord Jesus Christ, the giver of all good gifts, our thanksgiving overflows for the life you created in us and the new life which we now have in you through holy baptism. Continue to shower us with your gifts as we offer our thanksgiving for our ongoing communion with you in your body and blood. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.